A crisis is a wonderful growth opportunity. When problems press all around us and we start feeling overwhelmed, the strategies that may have worked well in the past usually don't work any longer. Perhaps we made some foolish mistakes, and we have to experience the natural consequences of our actions. Or we're being called from within to grow to a higher plane. The set of life skills we currently have may be inadequate to solve the problem and to move past the particular situation we face. I experienced this in 2007 when the Federal Trade Commission was trying to block Whole Foods Market's proposed merger with Wild Oats Markets. During its investigation, the commission downloaded most of my emails from my computer, learned a great deal about me that wasn't any of their business, and then leaked to the media that I had been posting under a screen name on the Yahoo financial bulletin boards focused on Whole Foods Market and Wild Oats. I had been doing these postings as a form of anonymous conversation and entertainment for about 8 years and didn't see anything wrong with it, although I had lost a bet on the bulletin board and had to stop posting almost a year before the media leak. Everyone who posted on these financial bulletin boards used screen names, and no one knew who anyone else was. I greatly enjoyed debating with the other participants on these boards about Whole Foods Market, Wild Oats, and other food retailers in a way that I could not have if everyone knew who I was. No one participating took this activity seriously. It was just a form of play and entertainment. Unfortunately, a huge media scandal arose. It focused on a few of my comments that were critical of Wild Oats and several other comments that were strongly supportive of Whole Foods Market and which were also taken out of context by the media. The next thing I knew, I was being officially investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, and by the Whole Foods Market Board of Directors. The whole thing was so bizarre to me because I was just having fun. When I did these postings, I didn't tell anyone was being harmed, and in fact, no one was. Yet, it was made into a huge deal. My reputation was smeared in the media, and I was called a horrible person. Many outraged people publicly demanded that I be fired, and all the life skills I had previously mastered were simply inadequate for this situation. I just had to live day after day with the situation while spending much of my time talking to lawyers. Because of the ongoing investigations by the board and the SEC, I also was unable to defend myself publicly. I wasn't permitted to write anything, talk to the media, record a video, go on television, or do anything else to present my side of the story to the world. Day after day after day, I had to listen silently to the incredibly distorted attacks on me in the media. While these intensely serious investigations were underway, with dozens of lawyers poring over every word and punctuation mark of every posting, looking for whatever secret meetings I surely must have intended to communicate to the world. A couple of things helped me get through this crisis. One was that I just stayed with the process. I tried to expand my consciousness wider and not be too defensive. When people are under intense stress, we tend to contract, to find some place that feels familiar and safe. However, the best strategy most of the time is the opposite, which is to expand, to open our hearts and minds further, to make ourselves paradoxically even more vulnerable. I did that, even though it was extremely difficult and often hurt very badly. I also engaged in several spiritual practices. I meditated much more frequently than before, and for longer periods. I did holotropic breath work, an amazing process I had done many times previously. This psychological spiritual technique helped me to get back in touch with many of my deeper feelings and higher aspirations in life. I just surrendered to it completely. I came to a place in my heart where whatever happened, it would be okay with me. I decided that I was going to stick this through, not be defensive, and not quit. I would continue to try to achieve the dreams and goals that were part of my own higher personal higher purposes. I would continue to follow my own heart no matter where it led me. Once I had that definitive decision to follow my highest life purposes, things began to clear up for me relatively quickly. The SEC ended its probe, It never did a full investigation, concluding that I hadn't done anything illegal. The Whole Foods Market Board also ended its third-party investigation and concluded the same thing. Looking back on it today, I can now see that I grew tremendously as a person, not because of what happened, but because of the way I was able to respond to it. The most painful, horrible things that happen to us can also be our greatest opportunities to grow. It's a shame to waste any leadership crisis because it's a great opportunity for us to become more conscious and to grow as people and leaders. When life is going along smoothly, there's a tendency to stagnate and become complacent. The great challenges we face help push us to the next level. We don't suggest that crisis is enjoyable. It will no doubt be difficult and unpleasant. Nevertheless, a crisis is a tremendous opportunity to learn and grow. It shouldn't be wasted. One of the most important lessons I learned from this episode was I'm now a public figure. Somewhere along the line, I had become at least semi-famous. While I don't think of myself as a celebrity by any means, I am somebody who's frequently written about in the media. I realized that with everything I did from that point onward, I'd have to ask myself this question. How would I feel if what I'm doing right now is written up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, or if it was on television? Would I still do it? That's a very useful exercise for leaders to engage in, because we shouldn't do anything we might be embarrassed by or ashamed of. That was my biggest lesson. I don't think I did anything wrong by posting on the Yahoo Financial Bulletin boards, but it was highly embarrassing to the company, and it gave people the opportunity to distort my motives and actions. It therefore was a mistake of judgment on my part. As a result, I'm not writing on any more bulletin boards under any screen names, so long as I'm co-CEO of Whole Foods Market. If I do write anything on the internet, it's under my own name. I'm also very conscious that people can and probably will send to others anything I write, so I'm more circumspect in what I say and what I do and what I write. That doesn't mean I never do anything that other people might disapprove of. I still express my personal opinions publicly when it's appropriate to do so. This is sometimes controversial, but I weigh the consequences and determine whether I can live with it and not be embarrassed or ashamed.